This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for October 5th. I'm Paul Plack. Avadyne says Release 9 owners are reporting problems with enhanced ground proximity warnings and LNAV plus V not working. The company blames a drifting WAAS satellite and says a software fix is 2 weeks out. Cessna's annual Citation maintenance and overhaul sessions won't be at NBAA this year. They've moved online and they start this morning. The U.S. Department of Commerce Economic Development Administration has awarded Space Florida $400,000 to develop economic strategy for Florida Space Coast. Space Florida will provide an additional $100,000. The U.S. Air Force took delivery of its first production C-5M Super Galaxy Thursday during a ceremony at Lockheed Martin's facility in Marietta, Georgia. Boeing says it has submitted its final bid for NASA's cargo mission contract for the International Space Station. The TSA said Thursday it's awarded about $4.6 million to Eagle County Regional Airport in Colorado for construction of a new inline baggage handling system. NASA says the Integrated Science Instrument Module, a composite structure designed for use as the structural heart of the James Webb Telescope, recently passed testing at temps as low as minus 411 degrees Fahrenheit. Development injector testing for the 7,500-pound thrust Orion main engine for NASA's Orion Crew Exploration Vehicle has been successfully tested by Aerojet under contract to Lockheed Martin. And a Turbine Toucan plug-in is now available for Microsoft Flight Simulator, letting you get your hands on a 1,700-pound plane with 3,300 pounds of thrust. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the first part of my interview with former motorcycle racer Vance Breese, who overcame partial blindness and a debilitating brain injury to earn a private pilot's license. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.